Okay, at 7 o'clock, I'm going to open up the town council public hearing. All council members are present. Does everyone offer a prayer?
I will.
Okay.
Our Heavenly Father, we approach this night in prayer and give thanks for this opportunity we have together as a town council and town members, actually. And Father, we're grateful for the beautiful place that we live. We're grateful for the beautiful weather we've enjoyed and the freedoms that we enjoy as well. Father, bless this night with a portion of the Spirit. We may go through this agenda timely and make the decisions that are closely to our hearts and those in our community. We love thee very much, Father, and say, in thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Agenda item number 2, the Alpine School District proposed split. Does anybody have any comments on the Alpine School District split? What you got, bro?
I have comments on everything on the agenda.
This is just for the Alpine School District part.
No, I know. Okay. I haven't really had a chance to look through it too much, but I think it's a good idea. I think we really need to have that split from Alpine. Alpine's way too big, and I think that if we split it, it will help all of us as residents of Sheba Valley to split it. So, I vote to split it.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks.
Anybody else?
I looked over different things, and it confused me a lot initially, and thank you for helping me understand better, but I'm also for the split.
Julie King, I'm the school board member who represents Cedar Fork, Fairfield, Eagle Mountain, Saratoga. I just wanted to thank you all for participation. It's been great working with Fairfield. Appreciate Mayor McKinney, all the town council members. I'm supportive of the interlocal going forward, and I'm just here to support you guys in any which way you need.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number 3, the resolution adopting the Fairfield Town Budget for fiscal year 2024-2025.
This is me again.
So you're up.
A couple of things on the budget. So from my understand, you're not actually adopting the budget tonight, right?
No.
Because?
Because there needs to be a tentative budget to pass.
No. Because it wasn't noticed properly. Right?
Right.
Because the budget needed to be out in the packet 10 days prior, available to the public 10 days prior to passing the budget.
Correct.
Correctly. So it has nothing to do with the tentative budget, it has to do with that it wasn't.
Well, no, it has to do with the tentative budget. We've got to pass that first, and then it has to be on. Anyway, go on with your comments.
Okay. Anyway, that's why you can't really pass that budget tonight. The other thing is that on that notice that we send out, that said public hearing on it, it said the package would be available by, I think, the 6th, which is still 6 days prior, okay? Packages weren't available until yesterday, okay? So if you send a public notice out and say the packages are gonna be available, they should be available when they say they're going to be available. And over the last few months, every time that agendas come out and said packages have been available, they've never once been available as a package. And there are still things on the state website where we should have packets because there have been things put on the screen and be up on there, but those things still aren't on top of that deal. So, question number 2, when do we hold a public hearing for increase in compensation?
We've discussed it actually 10 times.
What?
We've discussed it 10 times and it's actually in
the budget. When the public hearing was held.
May. Do you have that date?
January 9th, we had public hearing conversation. May 9th, we had hearing on public on conversation.
Hey, what?
January 9th or May 9th?
Okay, May 9th, if you look at May 9th still. So on the May 9th, when you had. What?
It is noticed properly.
What?
It was corrected. You done correctly.
Okay, so it's on the state website again. if you pull up the state website and you look at the stuff that's on there, that's set of it, it says on there that it's postponed until June.
That's what minutes say, or
is
that?
No, that says on the agenda. I'm going to pull it up here. Find it. May 9th. Ordinance to intention, an ordinance of Fairfield County, Utah, providing for compensation of elected and stationary officials, tabled until June. And then the minutes that were posted, or the thing that was posted right after that, it says that they're having a public hearing, but that's not on that. So was there a public hearing, or was there not a public
hearing? There was a public hearing.
Okay. Was the actual compensation of what you guys were getting paid posted for that deal? Was there anything?
Yes.
Okay. But how come on May 21st, you guys revised all that? You had a special meeting to talk about compensation.
It's been a working deal. Like, we don't have to pass that tonight. So if that's your comment, that's great. But I think your 2 minutes is up.
No, I want to understand, are you going to have a public hearing on compensation? Because you have to, if you're going to, you have to be able to post what that compensation, you can't just say, oh, we're going to raise it. You have to say how much is going to be raised too for each member of the thing. That's state code.
Correct. Yes, the state auditor called me today.
I understand.
And we've had a conversation with them. Either you or Alina called the state auditor, and they called us and they said they were satisfied with how it was posted.
I want, my question is, are you or are you not going to have a public hearing on compensation?
It was done last month.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you.
Everything was on there before everybody's getting paid.
It could have been. Because you didn't decide until May 9th and you had your special meeting. And you pull this little fruit sheet up right here.
So you have it.
What?
You have access to the worksheet. We're
together. I do have access to the worksheet, but that wasn't part of the public hearing. This didn't come out until after you had your public hearing.
It was that day.
Okay.
It wasn't that day. You didn't have a public hearing on May. Here is the minutes for May 21st. It wasn't there. Sorry, but it wasn't.
On the 21st, it was not a public hearing. They had a discussion.
We had a discussion about
it. You had a discussion about it. And you made changes of what, how that compensation was going to be made on that deal.
Okay, we'll have a public hearing, Brad.
That's all I'm asking.
Okay, we'll have
a public
one.
Hearing.
That's
on
fine.
Compensation.
It's not, we are very, being very open and transparent.
You're
about
not
everything.
Very open and
yes,
transparent.
You brought a budget to us 5 minutes before our meetings.
We amended it five minutes before you passed it.
Yes, but you sat in this chair for 8 years.
That's right.
And you sent us the budget 5 minutes before we were supposed to pass it. And now you're going to sit here and nail us for not doing it?
That's
great.
I am.
That's fine. Well, we'll do another public hearing.
That's what I'm asking. Okay?
I mean, I cannot believe that you're here telling us we're doing it wrong when you sat here and had never done a budget like that.
Let's just focus on what we're doing today. Exactly.
Let's just focus
on
this.
All I'm asking is if you're going to have a public hearing.
We don't have a public hearing on it.
Okay. So, yes, I'll have another public hearing. Will you, when you do that public hearing, send this out to every resident in town?
Yeah, I will. I don't care. I'm being very open about it.
I'm just asking the question. Yes or no?
It will be posted with the packet,
I don't want to post
yes.
it. That's not my question. I'm asking, when you put a mail together, put in the envelope, and you send it out, will you send this out with it?
Sure.
By law, I don't have to send it to every resident.
I'm not asking by law. I'm asking. Yeah. I don't care about by law. We're a freaking little town of 60 houses.
Okay,
you ought to be able to put this in an envelope and send it to every household, should you not?
Okay, so you
are you going to be transparent, or
so
are you
you
not?
Want me to send the whole packet?
No, I want you to send this one sheet that shows what the compensation is, and I really want you to update it. So that it really actually shows, and not just saying what it is, but how much each council member is actually getting paid.
It shows it on there.
It's right there.
No, it says council members will get paid $350, and then it says down here the water department guy gets $900. It doesn't say Tyler is getting $350 plus $900.
Because it's not set up that way. Town council members are getting paid $350. He's being paid the $700 for the water department.
That's not what I'm asking. As a council member, right, you guys are voting for your own pay. Okay. Residents should understand that, yes, I am Tyler Thomas. I am sitting on this. I am voting for my pay to raise it as a water department guy to this. So as my compensation, because I am voting for it for myself, I am paid $350 for council members and $900 for the water department.
I honestly, and then also on the budget, there is a line item that says that.
I'm not asking that. What so, I'm asking is, will you be transparent and send this out to every resident? Yes or no?
Yeah, I don't have a problem sending it out.
And updating it like that. Okay? I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to ask some questions and get through what we need to get through on that side of it. let's see. Okay, so budget and compensation for things. I don't have any issues pretty much with, if you want to pay yourself an extra $350 a month for being on the town council. Honestly, I think that council members should serve as volunteers. I think we start making some volunteerism up with money. There's a chance that pretty soon it becomes more about the money than it becomes about volunteerism. So, but that's up to what you guys get to decide on that side of it. I do think, however, though, that the Planning Commission should get the same amount of monthly compensation that you guys get. I think they do just as much work as you guys do, if not more in some cases. My biggest concern I have is with administration costs. Okay? We, in our little town, really, we're sending out 22 water bills. We're doing 15 or 20 checks a month. We file 30 pieces of paper, okay? But yet we're paying almost $125,000 in administration. Okay? You have on here office manager. Are you hiring somebody for the office
manager
position? That's you?
I'm putting in 40 to 50 hours a week doing stuff.
Okay, how can you pay yourself and be your own boss?
I don't know, but we've went through Utah City Leagues and Towns. I've talked to them. I've talked to the state auditor today.
You can't be your own boss. You already have.
You did it.
You already have, okay, all the authority, okay, to be the office manager. If the road department doesn't get done, that's you. If things don't get mailed out properly, that's you, okay? You have all that authority already. If you want to be paid more for mayor for that thing, then just say, as mayor, I want to be paid an extra $40,000 a year. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way it should be stated, if that's the way you want to do. I can tell you from experience, this office, if it needs a babysitter for Stephanie because she can't get her stuff done, I don't think it's worth 30 grand. I think you guys are far better off if we need somebody to hire a town administrator and pay them, who's a professional, and then you can hold people accountable. Right now, there's no accountability on this council because everybody on the council is being paid as an employee, which opens it up to a huge door for corruption. Now, this is happening, but that door is flung wide open because it's easy for a mayor, not saying you are, to say to one of the council members that, you know what, if you vote with me and you do this, I will raise your pay, or if you don't, I will fire you. It's just, you should not have people on the council who are employees. In fact, the state legislature here next year is probably going to make that illegal. And it is illegal on cities and towns to have a mayor form or a mayor council form of government. They've already done that on that one. And they're working on making it straight across the board so that they can't do that. So I would really recommend or hope that you would take an opportunity to really look at what $125,000 is. Okay, that comes out to nearly $3,000 per household per year. And if you had to do that from what we're looking at sales tax, we didn't have a landfill, that's pretty big hit for houses. And we do have it, but because we have it, we shouldn't be spending it. Okay. You guys are the gatekeepers. You're the ones that should be looking at what really has to be done and make those decisions of whether or not it really has to happen or not. Because there will come a time, and if you look at the little bit of work that we're doing now with 22 of those things, and in the future when we get 200 houses here that we're doing water bills for, or 300 houses, or we're building 50 houses a year, or we're getting 50 grand in crust for 1 month. That, pretty soon, that money that we're spending, oh, I don't have time to do that, so now we're gonna hire 4 other people to take care of it. Because we haven't taken care of what we're doing when we have this, this smaller side of it right now. To me, it's just ridiculous that you're spending $125,000 on administration costs for the little bit of work that's 60 houses that we have in town. The water department, roads department, I don't have any issue with those things. Other than it just seems odd that everything's flat, they have 900, or if I show your employees, it should be, because the road department does a little more work than the water department does, or the water department does a little more, it should kind of not just be the same amount if we're looking to really compensate for those things. Parks and improvements, who is that?
Richard.
Okay, did you put out a job description?
Absolutely, I did in January.
For that position?
Yes, I did. I covered it. And that's the thing, Brad, is I understand where you're coming from, but we did sit down with Utah City Leagues and Towns, and they went over this study with us. It's not like we just pulled this out of the air. He interviewed all of us. He went through all the compensation
I'm just
stuff.
Trying.
He
compared this is it for to my town. Own knowledge,
okay,
and
that's
I'm asking
fine,
that
but I feel
I'm
like your 2 minutes is up. You've stated okay. your opinion, and
I'm
it was time to move
on. I'm working on my opinions here.
Okay, move on to the next.
So, budget-wise, again, I think if you're going to be open to the thing, I think that all costs for employees and administration should be in the same spot in the budget. But right now, you have it set up so the roads department is down in the roads thing, the water department is down in the water thing. It's not just in one spot. It says, here's what our administration costs. You have to kind of jump all the way through it to really see what the true administration costs are of how much we're paying our employees. So, little thing, but I just think that is a little bit more open to what that has to be.
Yeah.
So, other than that, again, I would hope that you guys do your duty and actually, let's see. And actually really look at this as a strong thing. I don't have any problem with paying the mayor, but I don't think the mayor really deserves to be paid $50,000 or $60,000 a year. I don't think that's.
I'm not getting $50,000 to $60,000
a year. Anyway, that's where I'm at. You know, there is a tidal wave that's heading towards us. And if that's part about how we're spending money, we will be run over by those big corporations. There's two things that protect us, that will protect us from that. Those things. One is a good understanding of administrative and legislative decisions, and the other is the type of culture that we build within our community. How we come together as a community and how we work. The more opportunities that we can give to other people and make them a part of that community, the more opportunities that people will take more time to be part of this deal. I think it's difficult. Like on tonight's when you're looking at doing the annexation policy, then that really should go to the Planning Commission and then get their stuff on it and then come to you guys with their recommendations. Otherwise, what's good is to have a Planning Commission. So if you're going to have people that you're paying, you're going to pay people money to be able to do that, let them do their job, both with the Planning Commission and with the Cemetery Board. But I'll get the Cemetery Board in a second. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Brad, for your insight and comments. Appreciate the time that you spent to me and I exceeded for the town. Sure, mistakes in the past were made. I know that I battled Brad quite a bit when I was first up the Planning Commission with what his roles are, what my roles were, stuff like that. So I do appreciate the time it takes, all of you, Mayor McKinney, for all the work that you've put into it, etc. So first, I want to commend Mayor McKinney and the town council members on the progress that's been made for the town. Things like having McNeil Engineering review land use applications, et cetera, have been a great needed improvement.
As for the budget, a public hearing to address providing for the compensation of elected and statutory officials has not been held. The May public hearing was tabled. However, I agree with reasonable compensation for the extra work each of the town council members do in their extra roles. I think the Planning Commission should be paid for actual meetings that they attend. There's a lot of Planning Commission members that they're busy in their lives, but if they go to 3 meetings, somebody else goes to 12, I don't think it should be the same. So if there's a way to look at that, I think it should be considered. I don't agree to pay for extra work that is not needed. I am opposed to creating a new position of office manager / town planner for the mayor. The town does not need a part-time office manager at this time. The recorder, treasurer, and clerk are able to take care of the office needs. Mayor McKinney is not a town planner. The town could hire a planning consultant to be on call and could utilize the professionals from the Mountain Land Association of Governments, the Land Use Ombudsman, the League of Cities and Towns, and our attorney for planning. Mayor McKinney may spend a lot of time researching code, ideas for the town's future, and other cities' ordinances, but these are not actions that she should be paid for. We have a planning commission and a general plan that should guide our development. The planning commission does not need the mayor to oversee their activities, to edit their agenda, or to manage their meetings. The previous planning commission already wrote the general plan, and the current planning commission spent 2 years with MAD and BYU revising it. Does the town council really need to hire a mayor that doesn't have planning education to be a town planner? Since the election, the planning commission has not been allowed to reach out to the town's advisors, the town's attorney for legal advice, or Mountain Land Association of Governments for planning advice without passing it by the mayor first. This is the time that the town should not be paying her for. We believe that she is overstepping her role and wants to be paid to do it. The annexation plan in the front of you tonight, the tech overlay, and the preliminary plat from Cedar Valley Industrial should be items for the Planning Commission. The town is being asked to pay for redundant work and to spend all of this time to review things that are not even ready for town council's review. I do appreciate your time, your consideration, and continued work to keep our town a place we will all enjoy to live in for many years into the future. And I do not envy the role of mayor. I considered running, knowing how much time and effort it takes. Don't know that I ever would. It takes a lot. But I don't think a town planner and office manager at this current time is needed in Fairfield. Thank you.
Anybody else want to say anything about the budget?
All those mentioned items would have been done at the last meeting, planning and zoning, but the meeting wasn't held.
Correct. All right, I will move on to agenda item number 4, an ordinance amending 6.7 Cemetery District and rescinding Title 2.1 Cemetery Board. I am going to table this until, I would like to get any public comment on it, but I'm going to table it until the Cemetery Board can look over it. All it was doing was we had Title 6.7 and Title 2.1.
I would like to make some comments.
Both in our ordinances, and so they combined the two and then updated the process of how it's online and just the current process of it. It was changing some stuff that has changed within the Cemetery Board, but it was just cleaning up the ordinance, making it to where we could pay people. Go ahead, Brad.
Cemetery Board. Was there a reason why you guys were putting this in before you changed the Cemetery Board?
It just didn't get out quick enough. I understand. I'm totally fine tabling it. It's an ordinance to clean up.
No, I don't care about tabling it, but why didn't you come to us before and say, you know what, I have some issues with this. Will you guys please take a look at this? Or here's what we think we should change. Will you look at it? But we didn't even know about this until the public hearing. Why was we not notified? I mean, we're the board. Why are we even doing this if all you guys are gonna do is come in and run over the top of us?
I talked to Holly about it. I've talked to Chance about it, just saying I had to clean up a few things in our ordinance to get you guys compensated.
Okay, can you tell me what the conflict is between 2.1 and 6.7?
Not right off the top of my head, no, but Vonda's been working on it.
I don't care about Vonda. I wanna know, can you claim that there was a conflict? I cannot find a conflict between those two things. So if you can give it to me, I would like to see what those are. That way I don't have to go through and read through every single line and try to figure out where the conflict was and what changed and what didn't get changed on that side of it. Also, I understand that you quit paying the sexton.
We're just paying the sexton for the job that when he performs the job. So all cemetery board council or board members will be paid $50 for every meeting that they have, and then when the sexton does their job.
So why aren't we paying the sexton regularly?
The $200 monthly fee. I asked for clarification from anybody on the cemetery board to give me a job description of what actually the sexton does on a monthly basis, and no one could justify it. So we're paying him when he does the sexton job and he does the burial.
Okay, so when RL is in October and there's really nothing to do on the roads, are you still paying him?
Well, yeah, he works on a daily basis.
Well, no, not necessarily. The sexton also works. I mean, sexton's job is if somebody has a problem with the cemetery, they get called. The sexton's job is that they have to go and mow the lawn. Sexton's job is the regular sexton's job, but every other sexton's job is at any other cemetery thing. Yes.
So does David go mow the lawn?
I'm not talking about David. I'm talking about the position of the sexton.
Yes, which I have been made under the impression that it is the cemetery board that does it.
Doesn't matter if the cemetery board does it, okay? The cemetery board isn't the sexton. The sexton is. Now, if the cemetery board wants to jump in and help the sexton, that's their opportunity to do that. But the sexton is the one who's responsible to take care of that stuff. And it should be the cemetery board who decides who and who isn't the sexton is.
Correct, and that's how it was written in the ordinance, is the that's who it is.
Now, you have it written in the ordinance that that's a temporary sexton. There shouldn't be a temporary sexton. Well, what? It says right here in the ordinance that you just handed me, temporary sexton will be paid. The board will appoint a temporary sexton, which will be paid when they bury the grave.
When they have an interment, correct?
That's right. But there's tons of other work that goes on with that sexton besides just
What does David do?
I don't care what David does. I'm talking about the sexton's job overall.
Okay, so David is our sexton, and he was being paid $200 a month.
That's right.
To correct that. Can you tell me what he exactly does for every monthly basis that the rest of your cemetery board commission does?
What do you mean?
What does he specifically do on a monthly basis?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what the sexton's job is.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay, so if the sexton's job is to make sure the lawns are mowed, to make sure the flag is taken care of, to make sure that if there's stuff on the graves that they get taken
does
out,
he do
if
that?
There's any complaints. No. But that's still the job description of the sexton.
But he's not doing that.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't fit the job description.
Because the rest of the town, the rest of us that sit on the board are more than happy to help David out right now. Now, David's going to have to go away sometime, and whoever takes his place still is going to have to take that money. They're going to need that money to be able to mow the lawns, to be able to take care of that. When David does, finally, we decide who's the sexton.
Yeah, and we could address that when the time is necessary, but right now...
The time
now,
is necessary right now.
Right now, he doesn't do any more than the rest of the board.
I don't care what David
commission.
Does. This is not about David. This is about the job description of the sexton. So you guys get to decide that. I would like you to reinstate that $200 a month for the sexton. And I would like us to take a little bit of time next month and go through it and see what it needs to be. And then we'll come back to you guys before we have this next budget meeting. I'll let you know what we really think it needs to be and where it ought to be addressed. But in the meantime, I think we need to go back to hang that until we figure that out. The other thing on that deal is, and you're going to give me the stuff between the two things. The other thing on that deal is, I would like to see, or we would like to see as a cemetery board, at least a quarterly, if not a monthly report of how much money is in the cemetery account. So that we know what's been put in, what's been taken out, where that is. That's cemetery board money. I would also like to see when we do, not right now, but when we do actually find a sexton, more permanent person that will do it on a regular basis or a full-time basis, who's going to be in charge of it. Doesn't matter who actually does the work, but it's their responsibility to make sure it gets done. That we get them a credit card so that if they need gas or they need to get some stuff, they can go down and just pick it up without having to turn receipts in or do those other things. So I'd like you to consider that as a card once we come to that conclusion on that side of it. So if you can, if you'll get me that report before our July 2nd meeting, that would be helpful. And that's all I have for the moment.
Anybody else?
I'd like to say one thing. So the debacle about the ordinance being changed and us not knowing about that, I have a little bit of heartburn over that because we had no clue that any of that was even taking place. We worked hard on the ordinances. We have not finalized everything for the website yet. We have not finalized everything step by step, making sure that it absolutely is flawless. There's a reason why links don't work on the town website, because we don't want anybody to think they're buying the grave and have it go into oblivion. We don't want someone to take that chance. We don't want to mess that up. I have sent an email out to everybody on the cemetery board that we are going to take our next meeting and we are going to review the changes that have been made, because even I don't know what all of those changes are specifically. So as far as that goes, I do agree with Brad that we need to have that time to have everybody go through that and make sure that that's good before you guys pass an ordinance that we don't know what's actually been done. And coming back to the $200 a month for the sexton, whoever the sexton is, if it is whoever's mowing the lawn, whoever's going up and clearing off graves, everybody on the cemetery board is 100% more than willing to help in all of those things. But I do agree that the opening and closing of the grave, I'm fine to have that be her grave. But there does have to be somebody that's responsible for the rules and for everything that's going on at the cemetery. And I do think that we do need to keep a monthly dollar amount for whoever that person is when we decide who that is. So that's all I have.
Anybody else? Any comments? Okay, I'm going to close our public hearing, and the time is 7:32. I will open up our. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.